Hey guys, and welcome to the Kickin' It Podcast, the podcast that talks about the latest and greatest Kickstarter projects on the web. I'm your host, Michael, and with me this week in the studio, I've got my good friend Ian, as well as the great and grand, glorious and fabulous Pierce Duvall on the return from his epic and fantastic European journey. So we would all like to welcome you to this week's episode. And in store for you, we will be talking about role-playing, feminism, and ballistic nylon. I know, strange. Please be sure to like us on Facebook at The Kickin' It Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at Kickin' It Podcast. And then you can always do the good old-fashioned email at kickinit.podcast@gmail.com. Please let us know what you think. Please, please, please like us on Facebook. I know I hate whoring myself out like this, but we have to do it. We gotta get people to like the show so we can gain an audience. Well, without further ado, we have this week's episode, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Welcome, Michael, and who's this guy?
I don't know. I think it's a stranger. Someone need to call the cops.
I'm the great and grand, glorious, and fabulous Pierce Duvall, back from my fantastical European journey.
What are you doing in my apartment, stranger?
European journey. Well,
I thought I was invited.
Oh, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, I mean, we should haze you a bit, because you did just say, like, screw you guys, I'm going.
I'm going up.
I told you when we started this thing.
Where'd you go? The Eastern Bloc?
Yeah, Eastern Bloc.
I went to Russia.
I went to Austria, not Australia, to be clear about that. And they're very clear about that. They have shirts there that say there are no kangaroos in Austria.
Really?
Yes, that's the thing. They get upset about that.
They do have plenty of Barbies, though, don't they?
Barbies?
In the sense that Barbie's a German name.
And blonde?
Yes, there are Barbies there.
Blonde females?
But they're darker hair down there. They're, you know,
Italians. Like birds, if we were in Europe.
Gotcha. Birds.
So, Michael, seems like you're extremely popular on our Facebook page right now.
Really?
No, not really.
Damn.
We suck. Nobody is looking at our Facebook.
Please look at our Facebook page. Maybe send us an email.
If you would, make comments.
The public relations department is now open for business.
Yes.
So. Yeah.
Pierce is now here to take all your complaints, so please.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to send us nice comments. Just say, hey, you guys suck.
Yeah, AKA, but constructively.
Just Pierce.
Praise and trolls alike.
Yeah. Constructively would be nice.
I mean, at this point, like I said, I'll take Damien or anything. Just to make sure that we have an audience.
I need something to do.
So let's get into this. What have you guys been looking at?
Well, I have been looking at this fun new little device called the Storm Tag.
Okay.
So basically, it pretty much is what it sounds like, Storm Tag. So it measures a little tag that measures the weather around you.
Mm.
And, you know, it does the pretty standard temperature, but not only that. It also will, like, do barometric pressure, humidity, UV, and it sends all its data to your smartphone.
That's pretty handy. The little picture here, it's surfing.
I mean, in the bay, this would be cool with all of our freaking microclimates.
Seriously.
Yeah, you never know.
All the random.
Yeah, from day to day, it's like, can I walk outside without a sweater today?
Oh, seriously. In the mornings, I leave Oakland. It's nice. I arrive in South San Francisco. It's stormy-ish. I hate it.
You're always like, I think I can get away without a sweater day. And you're always like, yeah. No, fuck it.
San Francisco weather's always unpredictable.
It's like, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, I know. That's why this thing's awesome. Because not only can you track kind of the weather around you with this little sensor, but it also... This sends all the data to your smartphone, and from there, it sends this to, like, kind of a server, and it gathers all the data around from other users, and can kind of look at weather patterns and trends.
And but is there, like, a local thing to see what you're picking up, so you can look at a girl and do a pickup lines like, wow, it's hot in here.
I wish you could see this.
I think that's a reach. That's a real reach there. Yeah, that's cool.
It's getting sweaty.
No, what you do is you say, oh, look, this is me. And then you take, like, palm it and go next to her and, like, this Ooh. Is you. So hot.
You off the charts, girl.
How great is that?
Yeah, that's definitely good just for the pickup lines alone.
Oh, I know. And you know...
But no, this is really... It's really cool.
Oh, it's great. And guess how much it is, Pierce?
And how much is it, Michael?
I am not Ian, goddammit.
You know, you all look alike.
I'm over here.
Yeah,
what
yeah, I'm
about?
Asian. I look a lot
I'm
like
white.
Ian.
I know.
Who is about 6 feet tall and white.
We
Why
do
you gotta bring race into this?
Why don't you bring race into this? It's pretty damn apparent.
See...
Well, getting back to it, $25 for the early bird backers. $25 is like the standard one that only tells you like just the temperature and stuff. For the $35 one, which I actually purchased, for the $35 pledge, it'll tell you everything. Like I said, barometric pressure. What else did I say? I'm actually lost it here.
Barometric pressure,
humidity,
temperature,
UV, all that good stuff.
Ooh, UV, yeah.
Stuff that I don't really need to know, but I want to.
But then those sites can make sense of.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
I know when it's hot or cold, but the air pressure stuff I just kind of get lost with.
Yeah.
Yeah, ask it for $17,500.
And fund it out the ass.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
And they've already earned over $52,000. And 35 days ago.
Now, fun history fact for you kids. Do you know what the inventors of the first computer originally wanted to make a computer for?
Porn.
No, that was the internet inventors. It was
no, they always had porn in their minds.
Porn was always on
the ENIAC.
Always on the horizon.
The ENIAC electronic calculating machine was made to predict weather. Help with weather calculations. But the military got a hold of it and like, well, that's a lame use for it. We're going to use it to calculate ballistics.
Well, it was always like, you know, Nikola Tesla, that was, you know, he wanted to push AC. He also wanted to push porn for the internet.
He was just too much of a hippie for Edison's like, God damn
it. Eventually it got around to it.
Yep.
Yeah. The internet is for porn.
Well, I mean, yeah, we're adults here. Yeah, it is. And for all you Christians out there, you can again send all complaints to Piers.
Don't worry, I'm a Christian too.
On to the next topic.
Okay, so what I got for us here is I don't know if you're like me, but it's a love-hate relationship with the touchscreen and that whole thing. And so for a while, I've always been
so much.
No, you like it?
Yeah, I don't mind
you
it. Like it.
Yeah, I'm still out on it. So what I'm trying to... So what I found here is the next generation stylus for iPad, the Dart with 2mm fine tip. Now, what this is it's just like any other stylus for the iPad, but it has a smaller, finer tip meant to do fine things.
That's
like writing
she said.
Or drawing.
Good face there. It's perfect for podcasting.
Yes. Yes. I would not make this.
How can you say smaller tip and not get that? That's what she said.
You're right. I mean, so it's got a smaller tip.
How can you say it and not expect me to respond to that?
No, it's perfect. But
well, the wave of the future right now with, you know, the number one operating system in the world is going touchscreen like all the way.
And you're vaguely referring to
everybody
Windows.
Everybody knows it's Windows, yes.
Yeah.
The number one operating
system. And you're like
there you
one
go.
Of the few
hey,
remaining
Ian,
Windows fanboys.
How many times do you see these awesome Kickstarter projects that you can't jump on because they don't support Windows? Because
it's all
99%?
Well, but see, the
app
thing,
community is
oh,
all
oh,
Apple.
The smart tag? I'm sorry.
It's
you
all
can't have one.
I know, I'm not getting one.
Okay,
I saw it and I'm like, that's cool. No Windows app.
The thing is here, though, they say for iPad because they don't have a better way to say it, but the way a standard iPad stylus works is it conducts the natural electricity from your hand through a conductive material and touches on the screen, simulating a finger's press.
Sure.
Right.
So it can work on a myriad of touchscreens, some more better, some worse.
Well, have you seen the Windows Surface?
You know...
They have an actual active stylus.
Will you
stylus?
Shut up about the Windows Surface? Oh, yeah. It's out, it's there, it's...
It's an active stylus.
I had a Gateway tablet back
in 2007.
You're not
running off an Apple.
Just me.
So, yeah, it's a fine tip stylus so you can draw and make amazing pictures of, like, a car here in this video. But basically, I see people in my classes trying to take notes on an iPad, and it always seems like an awkward affair. With either you have to get a full keyboard.
Yeah.
Is there...
Or you need to draw it, and the stylus here seems like it offers
another
option.
Is there an app for iPad where you can actually use a writing program where you can write on your iPad and it transposes it into text?
You know, I didn't look too deeply into that thing because the hardware...
They do on Windows, by the way. Just to let you know.
Yeah, I know they do. Just like I said, I had tablet XP Tablet Edition on my Gateway tablet.
You
said tablet so many times.
Tablet.
Is this a brush tip that they have for it?
No, it's still normal.
You can use it as like an art stylus kind of thing.
Yeah, it's meant for finer work, you know, rather than so like you could do handwriting on it. Because with those flat, stubby ones you use on iPads generally. Yeah, the flat, stubby ones. Yeah.
There's too many sexual innuendos.
Come on, man. On this one. I can't help myself.
Michael keeps giggling over there. You gotta watch
it. And the tip is rubber. So
one more. Yeah.
Now your tips are intentionally doing
tips
this.
Tips is rubber. Tips is rubber. But basically, it's really small.
Sponsored by Trojan.
Yeah, see here, Bluetooth pairing requirement, none. It doesn't necessarily rely on an app.
Yeah, right.
The thing
is,
it's hardware. It can be used independently.
Well, yeah, that's good. I like it. I mean,
Which is what I like. Software requirements, none. Plugin requirements, none. It's just a small ass tip. That's.
Of course.
What she said.
There you go.
Yep.
Thank you for finishing it.
Oh, and see here, it has batteries in it too. So, like I said, it doesn't even need to have skin contact.
They were chargeable?
So you could wear gloves and use it.
Does it work like an active stylus?
It works like an active stylus.
Okay.
How much is this bad boy?
This bad boy,
with the pledge.
The pledge numbers here, it looks like for $5, you just get a thank you.
No one cares about that.
But I think...
You get a screen protector with that?
You get a screen protector with $5.
And some people need a screen protector.
You get the Lux Stylus for a pledge of $20 or more. That seems like something else, actually. Because it looks like the first pledge...
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's the same one.
The first pledge level that gets you a dart is $35 or more.
Yep.
And there's about 10... of those left still to go. And I don't know, $35 seems like a good price for me to this. Just don't lose it.
Are you going to buy one?
You know what?
Or pledge for one?
I'm considering it. You know, I don't know how well my phone... I don't own any eye products. So whenever I get a stylus, it's a crapshoot. But like I said, the theory should work. I want to see this. I want this thing to work, but I want to find a YouTube video where someone uses it on a non-iPad... A non-eye product first.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because iPad is pretty much the standard in all the other products, like a Google.
It is, but
like
the touchscreen.
A Google tablet and a Windows tablet, they're all like leaps and bounds from the iPad.
But how fine the contacts are with the screen, how nicely they read. This guy's obviously calibrating it towards an iPad. You got to pick one.
Exactly right.
And go with the two, but some it will work better on, some will be jumpy on. You know, and I want to see.
That's the thing. iPad screens aren't anything special, so they would work on everything else.
And that's the idea.
Yeah,
but with varying degrees of sensitivity.
Looks like $75. You get everything.
You get the little case thing. See, the Lux Stylus is like your standard nub.
Yep.
Yeah. And it looks like you get like a case in your.
That's what that picture was.
What's different here is that the dart has a very thin tip.
Of course it does.
Small, stubby, rubber tip.
All right, we need to move on.
Let's move on.
I just can't contain stop.
Did you fund this one?
No.
Oh, you're not going to get one?
Like I said, you don't have any
touchscreen stuff, do you?
Oh, I do. I have a Nexus 5, and I have a Nexus 7.
Yeah. You just look like a douche if you use a stylus on a cell phone, though.
I had the Galaxy Note 2, and I got the Note 2 specifically for the stylus. And I had an early Gateway tablet with a touchscreen and XP tablet edition because I really liked the stylus idea.
Well, to keep with the tech stuff, I've got a... little techie thing. So one of the problems that I'm always having is the earphones that I have. I love using the earphones that I have. They're I had a Palm Pre cell phone years ago, and the earbuds that came with those I've never found earbuds any better than that.
The noise canceling style?
No, they just rest in your ear. They don't cram into your ear canal.
I hate the noise canceling ones, like the earbuds that came with my HTC.
Yeah.
I hate it.
You have to cram them into your ear canal.
Oh, I know.
These ones are like the iPhone ones.
Yeah, then I feel like every vibration I feel.
Have you ever tried changing
a
little rubber tip to a different size?
It doesn't matter. It still transfers.
That usually fixes it for me.
No, it does not.
We must have small ear canals.
Well, not only that, though. Once it's in there, anytime it rubs against my shirt or anything else,
it flips out.
Doesn't well sometimes not, but then I hear the vibration in my ear.
Oh,
it
yeah,
annoys the shit out of me.
I know what you're talking about.
What are you guys listening on?
Yeah, crappy headphones.
I stick to the $50-$35 range of headphones.
Well, that's the thing.
And I prefer earbuds.
These headphones that I've been buying for years, you can get them on Amazon for like $5 each. And they're $30 headphones. They have the little mic in them so you could talk on your cell phone.
Oh, right.
So I use the Palm Pre headphones, but
yeah.
I was looking on here trying to find some neat headphones, and I did find some Ear-In, which are the ones that you cram in, but they're wireless. It's called Ear-In. It's just
like
one
ear
word.
Ear-In. The preposition in.
E-A-R-I-N. One word. Ear-In, world's smallest wireless earbuds. And
looking at them.
Kind of looking at it.
It's like someone ripped off the earbuds from the wires.
Yeah.
Literally.
And you just put it in like it was a hearing aid or something.
Right,
like
exactly.
That, both ears.
Except it's not like a wraparound, just earplugs almost.
Yeah.
You know, little foam earplugs they stick
little
in.
Bluetooth connection and all that.
A little Bluetooth, something.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, I just don't
like... it's the cramming in thing. But it's
one of the things
that I don't like about earphones is the wire. And it's kind of like I'm trying to weigh between the two. Do I want the wire or do I want the
ear? I take the wire.
You think so? Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I'm walking around with my earbuds in quite a bit. So with those noise-canceling ones, sometimes when I'm biking or just walking around, it's good to be able to have that little gap so you can hear some ambient noise when someone says, on your left.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Or, hey, watch out for that car.
That's one of those things. I like the ones that rest in because you can still hear noise coming.
Exactly.
I don't need noise-canceling. I need to know what's going on around me.
See, now, the thing, though, here is, I mean, you have enough problems where you just, like, want to block people out, and you're wearing earphones, and you think this should be clear to people.
The only time
that I don't want to talk.
That's true.
The only time that I want to do that is around homeless people.
Right.
That's the only time I want to do that.
Well, see, I get reclusive, and I want to do that more. And so,
I'm like you. Generally, if I'm out and about, I don't want to talk to you.
Right. Exactly. So I'm busy. I have things.
Yeah.
And
these things are too small.
It doesn't put up that red flag. Which I'm not saying that's a deal breaker.
Oh, there you go.
It's definitely not a deal breaker. I'm just saying like people are gonna be like, hey, what are you doing? And you pull this out, and it's like, oh, he was on headphones. Not like you care in any way, but
then you can do the over exaggeration, like, yes,
yes. Right.
I wish they could see that.
For you guys, Michael just dramatically pulled the earbuds out of his ears and very annoyedly said to his roommate, what is it?
One of the things on here also is it doesn't have a mic for like using it on your cell phone. So,
that's a big deal for me.
It's an issue.
When you think about it, though, it's also like pencil eraser sized.
Yeah.
Things that go into your ears, so it's kind of hard to put a mic
on
it as well.
I rarely use the actual phone part of my phone. So,
yeah, nobody
nobody
puts their phone to their head anymore.
No,
what I mean is, if I could, I would consider uninstalling the phone app on my phone.
Why?
Because I don't want to call people. Just text me. I'm very reclusive.
We are in very different professions.
Well,
we are.
He's a younger guy. He's of that generation of
texting. Texting is okay.
Yeah. Stop texting me 50 text messages, pick up the phone and call me, asshole.
My boss
gets angry at me. Where just fucking call me.
Yes. Seriously. Sometimes you just, a phone call is the best thing to do. Sometimes.
Especially when doing plans. If your plans are serious, you'll pick up the phone call. Okay.
Well, and just, I know.
For all those ladies out there.
I'm trying to talk to someone on Tinder, there's a reason I'm texting you.
It's loose. It's not too serious.
It's not for serious.
An important thing to note here, if you're interested in these do support Bluetooth 3 and Bluetooth 4. which is important because
that's good.
Yeah, because previous Bluetooth headphones have been plagued with quality issues.
Oh yeah,
and with Bluetooth 3 and 4, that's greatly increased. Like I have a Bluetooth thing like that with those, and I honestly don't miss much, but I listen to spoken word mostly.
So pretty much looks like all the early birds are gone.
How much is that?
Right. They had an early bird for 79
pounds.
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 So you're looking at like $1.50 per pound.
An additional 10 pounds.
Give me about $1.50.
Yeah, exactly.
So what, you're paying like...
About $1.50.
You're paying about $120 for these things, which...
That's not bad.
Which actually sounds about right.
If they're very high quality, that's not fair.
Right.
That's a pretty good price.
You look at Bluetooth headphones, and that's pretty... That's
also standard.
I won't balk at that price.
That's also the early bird. Okay.
True.
The next one,
99.
The super early bird was 99 pounds, and then we have
119
is available pounds.
Ooh.
I mean, when you think about it, you know, like a pair of Bose headphones.
I'd rather just get a pair of Bose.
They're like $300, you know, something like that.
Go American made.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Is it American?
No, not really. There's no way it's American made.
You mean the corporate headquarters
company,
are here.
I believe.
If I was going, oh, I'm going to get, you know, expensive pair of headphones, I would go Bose.
Oh, look, they got a cool little, like, cigarette-type holder.
Yeah. The only,
that's the charging capsule.
The only good thing that's British are colanders.
Colanders?
And that's the only thing
you and your
Brits do well. Colanders.
That's the only thing they do well?
Awesome. That
again, please direct all hate mail to Pierce.
That and colonize.
Please direct all complaints to Pierce on our Gmail account.
I will pass on your slaps and words all directly to Michael, unfiltered.
Yes. And our email address, I don't think we mentioned this earlier, kickinit.podcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, I'm glad we're putting that right in the middle.
I know.
Kind of waited until
Jesus.
The end.
Like, well, listen,
well,
you can plug
you can put it in the
beginning,
the
middle,
front.
End.
You know what?
You
Facebook is really
be
going to be the best
it'll
way.
It'll be in the show notes.
Yeah,
Facebook is really going to be the best way to contact us.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, honestly, it's easier than, I got to log into my Gmail.
So account. I'll have to check my Facebook for once then.
No,
Just the page.
I'll just email you all the
computer. Yeah, there we go. We'll forward.
Well, then isn't that you doing the job then?
We won't read it. We're just going to send it.
I'm going to gloss over it. This is a complaint.
I just need to get better
forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So,
let's move on. What
yeah, I have got a fun toy called the Sabertron. Not the, just Sabertron. Sabertron.
And the spelling of saber is questionable here.
Basically,
right.
It is a foam light sword. Or it's a foam sword, but it can also glow in the dark, so it's like a lightsaber almost.
Who could say no to beating the shit out of your friend with some foam?
I know!
It's for Star Wars live-action role-playing.
Or
LARPing.
LARPing. Of which I did for a time.
Oh,
not shocked.
Let's not... Should we edit that out?
No,
I'll leave
that. We're leaving
that
in.
Oh boy, it is fun.
But dude, look how cool it has a built-in accelerometer, so it can detect when you block a strike and when you actually hit someone.
So that cheating asshole kid is like, no,
you didn't touch me.
Ah, fuck you.
You didn't get it.
I did, asshole.
I had a shield on.
No, that was Grace. You just grazed my
dude, this
my
is a cheap shot.
You grazed my sleeve. You didn't actually make
didn't
contact.
Count.
Dude, how cool would this be? We get a set. And
should
we
do this?
Yes! What? Well, it sucks.
Should we do a review video of us just beating the shit out of beers?
Oh, what?
We go to a park and just...
Fuck you guys.
We have to beat the shit out of the guy who's done the least amount of podcasts.
Exactly.
What?
You gotta get jumped in, fucker.
Oh, no.
What sucks, though, is it's already been funded, so we can still pre-order
it,
though.
Okay, all right.
You can still pre-order, which I'm cool with pre-orders.
So, what are we looking at to actually get one?
I don't know. I haven't checked at the pre-order how much they cost, but...
Oh, 99, you get a pair.
$100 to get you a set.
Okay, you get two.
That's worth it.
Yeah.
You guys would beat up on me. I wouldn't have one.
We'd get you like a defaulty. We'd get you like those foam swimming noodles.
Oh, fun noodles.
Yeah, fun noodles. Fun noodles. There we go.
I had those as a kid. Like, never had a pool.
You
go, Pierce.
You guys figured out that the best thing to do with those is to blow water through them at people, right?
What, fun noodles?
Yeah. You just put water in you.
I had a couple of them. Had a couple of them. Never got them into a swimming
then
pool.
Then why did you have them?
Because that was the thing. You just beat your friends with them.
Well, you know what the best thing...
So your sisters beat you up with them?
No, I beat friends with them.
There you go. Yeah. You know what the fun best thing to do is you put it between your legs like this.
And you beat off. But,
well, no, definitely not.
What?
Definitely not. Right. Then you're in the water floating, and you set, like, the very front, you just raise it enough so you put your beer can on top of it, so it's just out of the water, tipping reach to your mouth. So it's you just kind of tip the foam thing, and beer...
So you had those noodles well into your, like, 20s?
Oh, hell yeah. In college, throughout college, out of college, noodles are the way to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Good, cheap flotation.
Man, I rarely came in contact with a swimming pool, which wasn't for workout in that period, so I'm not...
Well, there are other bodies of water, like a lake.
A lake. Yeah, we don't have those as much.
That's a good point. That's very much...
We have an ocean.
So if we do 200 pledges, we could get 4... And then we could beat the shit out of Jackie.
Oh, man.
Well, then that's not cool. It's just a girl.
I still think that's kind of cool.
I'd still do it.
You're a feminist.
Like we said.
Is that feminism?
No. That's, actually, you beat a woman. Actually,
you can beat a woman as much as a man.
I argue that you are being
direct all complaints to me for that one. That was all me. Okay.
Way to take responsibility. Mm-hmm. If anything, though, you're doing a favor to the female, population. No, you're treating them equal like a man. I'm beating you up just as much as I would beat him up.
Yeah, as long as it's not over like spousal things if they piss you off. Like, let's just not beat up people. How about that? Because I feel like you're just going to get in a hot water.
Okay, Michael, we're so going to beat the shit out of
him. Yeah.
We're going to buy one. He's not going to have one.
We're going to beat him silly.
Yep.
He's not going to see it coming.
So, all right. Yeah. Awesome.
Are you guys saying something?
Nope.
I definitely didn't see you lean over the microphone start whispering.
Okay.
All right, Ian.
Oh, are we moving on? Or
we're moving on. Let's keep this crazy train going.
Yeah, I'm liking this. Okay.
We
did Sabertron. Yep. What are we going on?
Cat Lateral.
I've got a good game that we've got to... Okay, it's called the Cat Lateral Damage. It's actually in the video game category.
And it's like collateral, but it's spelled with a cat.
Yeah,
C-A-T. Lateral. All one word.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Damage.
I didn't know what to think about it initially. I like it now.
It's really funny. It made me laugh watching the video.
Oh, the video's great.
They got a couple of cats that they film doing obnoxious cat stuff. You can't say no to that.
They have the... cell shading graphics, which I'm a fan of. A lot of people were annoyed with Wind Waker, but I really liked it.
It's the same kind of look as like Borderlands.
Yeah, or Heroes.
Can't get into games that much.
Yeah.
You know. But it's just, it looks, you know, it's very cartoonish looking. The game is basically, it's a cat simulator. You are a cat, and...
You do
it's in first-person perspective.
And you fuck shit up.
Yeah. Basically, you jump around the room, and you just jump up off things and knock everything onto the floor.
Just like everything...
Just like a real cat.
Does.
They want to develop the game to have, like, more features and stuff like that. This game really reminds me of, like, Goat Simulator, which is the big indie game right now.
Ladder Goat.
And you just jump around and you...
You be a goat.
You eat stuff. You be a goat.
Can
you
eat cans?
You can lick cans. Have you seen that game? Have you seen Goat Simulator?
I don't really know.
I
haven't really played a lot of it.
When you watch like playthroughs on YouTube and stuff like that, it's obnoxiously funny.
I think we discussed... I'm not a big YouTube kind of viewer, honestly. Unless I'm looking up instructional shit, I just don't go to kill time.
Yeah, that's
all
what
you
I
do.
Live by.
Yeah.
I live by YouTube. I like this game, but I don't like the idea... of backing something that isn't finished yet. I've seen some other game Kickstarters that are, you know, just... I think there was one that was on there that was backed, and then they went back on Kickstarter to get more money to finish the game.
Oh, God.
And people were just up in arms.
I'd be livid.
So, I'm not saying don't back this. This looks like a fun one. How much are they asking? They're only asking $12.
Yeah,
I mean, there's also a demo on here to play the game, too.
Like, I have an idea, but what is your money helping them do? Because there's not too much, like, it's not materials.
Cat food. Lots of cat food.
Like, I mean, you're paying them labor.
Canned cat food. They want to move from dry food to canned cat food.
Fancy feast.
They want their goddamn fancy feast.
Like I said, I just found this one today. I didn't, like, read all the details of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny.
But Kickstarter's a good way of getting your name out there, too, so that people see the product. And
we gotta find an excuse to have a Kickstarter.
Eh.
Well, we definitely need another mic. Again, we
this one isn't good?
Well, one's good, but 2 to 3 would be even better.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Each person have their own mic.
And headphones.
Yeah. That's all stuff we got to look forward to.
And like a mixer. It's a nice sound mixer. I know.
It slices, it dices.
And yeah. Speaking of...
For like
food, I could go for some fries.
Smoothies, then. Right?
Ooh.
All right. What's the next one?
I have got the greatest one yet for cats.
I know, you've been talking about this for weeks.
I know, I wanted to get on the last episode, but we kind of ran out of time. So, I'd like to introduce Bowties by, I call him Ruckus the Cat.
Yeah, Ruckus.
Okay, Ruckus.
R-U-K-A-S, so it could be Ruckus or Rukas.
I see no accents above
the... Or Ruckus.
This is American, goddammit.
Ruckus has a second U, like Uncle Ruckus on Boondocks.
Exactly. It is Ruckus the cat.
No relation.
Anyways, this lovely cat named Ruckus likes to wear knitted bow ties, and he would like to spread his fashion sense to other cats.
Like a young hipster.
This is so goddamn funny.
Oh, no, like... Everyone out there, please go to Bowties.
This cat
by just
looks
Ruckus
like he hates this
bow tie. And watch Ruckus. This video.
Every single picture is like, this cat is like, why the fuck?
He is almost as grumpy as Grumpy Cat.
You better make me some money. Look at this one.
He's wearing a green tie, and Ruckus says, these bow ties will make you look like a boss. But his face is just like, why the fuck?
Actually,
no, that's perfect, because when you're a boss, you're always pissed.
That picture right there actually kind of does say, like a boss.
It is. Well, I just can't tell whether he's angry at his owners for putting him in this shit, or whether he's like, you know, like business cat.
He's
on,
business cat.
On Happy Jar. That
he's business cat. Comic. The only thing he needs is kitten mittens to create kitten the ensemble.
Well, that might degrade him.
So this is basically just a knitted bow tie.
Right?
This is just a knitted bow tie that you force your cat to wear.
But seriously, man, like, why won't you do it?
Kitty clothing.
$15 for the little bat, and the video is so worth it.
Oh, I
love the video.
There's a store in Berkeley just for dog collars.
Oh, I've seen
I'm sure.
Paco's
collars. I've driven past
So this, I mean, this could be a product that they might...
Yeah, everybody gets funny stuff for their cat.
Yeah,
so weird. Like,
and I mean, like this woman who's doing
this. You forget how much people like.
She only wanted $800. That's it. She raised double that.
She's got double that. $1,630.
She's not being greedy. She just needs yarn.
It's just a fun little side project for her.
And I bet you that she's going to be making these by herself.
Exactly right.
Because that
exactly
husband right. does not seem like the knitting type.
You mean the non-existent husband?
Our company is a small husband and wife run business.
Oh, damn it.
It does say we first began making bow ties. But
that would, in my mind, I just...
I want to see this husband
like,
knitting.
In her mind, she's a spinster with like a million...
Her husband is this cat.
Yeah. My husband, Ruckus.
I like this. This is a neat way to make...
I like it.
To make a product and put it out.
And the video.
I feel like it belongs on Etsy more.
Play the video.
Okay.
Can you play the video?
Here, you have better speakers than I do.
Yeah, play the video.
Play.
Yeah, push play on there. We got to hear the song that they got.
Just
push play.
All right, here we go. Let's see it. Hold on a second. Let's skip ahead. I mean, how is this not worth this
song?
Oh, like the sound alone.
It's like the indie version of the meow mix.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
it's so
great. There's no way that nobody won't like this
How can you not?
This product is this cute. You should get it.
Yes, but don't you?
I'm sure it doubles as like a dog bow tie. If you have a dog, you could
get like one of those small arm dogs.
Yeah, a dog's probably going to be more tolerable.
Doesn't this seem more like an Etsy thing?
A little bit.
There's a lot of projects that I see on here that's like, oh, that looks like an Etsy project.
I mean, but maybe they want to get started a bit, and then they go over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Etsy's like the distribution. They're not exactly like, let's get this shit going.
Yeah.
That's true.
They just want to get their name out there. They want to be seen.
Speaking of accessories, good little segue.
Michael, the king of segues.
I know. I wish I had a segue. I would rock that shit all day.
I just see him on a segue in a crown. Just
like a
self-important.
I'd be like, I'm the best.
I'm the best.
I'm
like,
the best.
Like Kim Jong in role models.
Yep.
Please deposit all donations to Michael's deposit for a segue.
Seriously. Okay. I will send you videos of me rolling up.
Michael is definitely not one of the sheep.
Womp womp.
The most fail segue.
Are you trying to segue? I could just talk about what I wanted to talk about. Okay. So.
Oh, bah!
I actually backed another project this week. It's called World Class Merino Performance Apparel.
Let me guess. Is it all black and hipster looking?
Yes.
I don't think it's hipster looking, but
everything is hipster looking to you, Pierce. Yeah, I don't think you quite know what hipster is.
Yeah, I just use that word.
It's like anything that you don't like is hipster.
Yeah, anyways, or hippies.
Basically, it's like athletic clothing that they're kind of trying to put into make regular clothing to where you can wear around town. It's all clothes made out of wool, and wool is fantastic because it's antimicrobial, so it never stinks.
Dude, I'm all about wool. Like,
it doesn't stretch.
Great, good shit.
They've got it now to where you can wash them. I mean, before you used to not be able to wash wool.
Dude,
I
wool mean, socks in winter, the greatest goddamn thing in the world.
I've had some like thermal merino wool thermal underwear. That shit's awesome. And socks.
Yeah. It is amazing.
I've got Pendleton shirts from like the 50s, and they look still brand new. And I've never washed them for the time that I've owned them. They just don't stink.
Is Zeus the name of the model or the?
Oh no,
these
Zeus.
Seems like the model names.
Yeah,
yeah, that's Zeus. That's the name of the clothing. Zeus, so they got a Apollo. They
got a.
Yeah.
See, okay, so far.
So I'm gonna be honest.
So far, they're winning with their Greek stuff because they used Eros, not Cupid.
Oh yeah, everything's named after a Greek god, but except the beanie.
But you go to.
I don't think there was a beanie Greek god.
But you go to. But you go to the bar Jupiter. And they're just all over the place between Rome and Greece.
Well, would you call that a hipster thing?
No, I call that misinformed.
Knowing. There you go, hipster. Anyways.
That's some female apparel as well.
So I got into
this. The ladies
line. You know, they got 38 days left.
What are the colors? Midnight black.
Yeah, they got
navy
black,
blue.
Black heather.
Commando green.
And green.
Yeah.
Cloud gray.
They call it cloud gray? That's heather.
Why do you know that?
Because I'm into that shit.
You into that shit?
Yeah.
All the colors. Taste all the colors of the rainbow or whatever it is?
Yeah, I taste all the colors, you know, black, heather, and red.
And I think you combine Skittles and Pocahontas.
Well, I mean, if you want to get all fancy, you know, black is absorbing all the colors. So there you go.
Oh, hey. Hey, there you go, Michael. So, yeah, I actually backed this one.
Oh, no, what'd you get?
I'm going to get the hoodie. Which is a zip-up hoodie.
Who doesn't like a zip-up hoodie, though?
I know.
It is great.
I love zip-up hoodies.
You know what? I need a zip-up hoodie. This looks just as good as any.
I like the idea of wearing a wool one, because I like wool clothing.
My wife hates it when I wear hoodies. She's like, we're not in...
Now, here's the catch.
There's nothing wrong with hoodies.
I know. There's nothing wrong with them.
Wool is pricey, so for $125, you can get the wool hoodie. Now, it'll last you for the rest of your life. You just gotta bite the bullet and buy that hoodie.
Right.
$125.
How thick is that?
But merino wool is good.
This looks, it's like t-shirt.
Yeah.
What do they call it? Wool's the fabric of our lives?
Well, I think they say that about cotton, but
yeah,
it's
whatever.
Not.
It should be for wool.
Yeah, because cotton wears out.
Cotton sucks.
Goddamn
seniors. I also pledged extra.
Again, all issues to Pierce.
Offensive.
I only know it because we do have some Southern listeners.
You do? Your parents are listening? Or?
Hell no.
He's got friends. Come on.
Friends in Nashville.
So I also pledged an extra $75 so that I can get the polo shirt.
$75? Okay.
Yeah, it's a neat looking polo shirt. He looks kind of douchey with it, having it fully open, but...
I was going to say...
The deep V.
It does come with buttons, so you could just close that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, he looks like he should be wearing a Ed Hardy shirt instead of...
I think that's the guy that's in charge of the project also. So.
That's a shame.
Okay, yeah, really?
I'm judging
now. So
it does
have 30 days... Okay. 38 days. It does have...
Oh, it's a great
38
product.
Days left.
That's fine.
And they're asking for 45,000. They are only up to 9,600.
He doesn't look like he's a Serbian terrorist.
Yeah, shut up.
he's swarthy.
San Francisco company.
Ah, damn it. All right. San Francisco. I take everything back.
Because San Francisco, they're all very diverse.
They are. So
yeah.
And then I gotta be supportive of my local
companies. I thought we should be diverse
companies.
In this podcast, but apparently no.
Not at all.
Michael is too Asian for that.
He was the least Asian.
Not even close. Asian in appearance only.
Raised by wolves. No.
Italian Americans.
It's close enough.
What are you talking about?
What?
No.
Damn Lutherans.
I'm just going to go. I'm going to go back to the Midwest, eat some butter and cheese. That's what we do, yeah?
That's what you do?
No.
Oh,
God.
Oh, for Lutherans?
Lutherans, because we're all Midwestern, apparently.
Yeah. I've been keeping track. I look every day, and it just seems like a slow climb to that 45,000. I'm really hoping that they get it.
Well, you got...
Yeah, 38 days, slow climb. I'm just hoping that it can get there. There was a thing down here at the bottom. It says, if you pledge over $200, then you get the silver status.
Okay.
Silver. Which I was like, what is that? Apparently, you had to look online on their webpage to see what it was. And for life, you get 10% off of any of their products if you ever wanted to buy their product.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then there was a gold status also that gets you 25% off, but you have to spend $1,000.
Right.
And it's just kind of like, oh, man.
25% off. I mean, like I said, Merino wool is a great fabric.
Oh, yeah. Wool, period. I love wool. Fabric. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you want to wrap us up, Pierce?
Well, I don't mean to be a baby about it.
Ba-dum-bum.
But no, I don't know where I was going to go with that. But
that's the only.
What do you mean? You're going to go on to your next Kickstarter project.
Right. So this is like when Michael brought up the V-bra, something he has no use for, but looked interesting. I'm looking at the Elkton Diaper Bag by Buffalo Jackson Trading Company.
Wait, what is this?
It's a diaper bag. It is the world's manliest diaper bag.
Are you trying to tell us something?
No.
Because you're married?
Not. Yeah, I'm married.
And, you and your wife?
Like I said, this is something I have no use for.
Yet. But
you
9 months?
Me. Yeah, wait 9 months, and then wait 9 months, my point will prove itself. Anyway, so it's the manliest diaper bag you've ever seen. Resolute, durably crafted, blah, blah, blah. But it basically just looks like a normal bag, but it's for your baby and stuff, so you don't get the dad with the humiliating, like, teddy bear bag,
neon pink,
carrying thing,
sunflowers.
Yeah, pink, you know, something that's clearly for a baby, yet some large burly man is carrying. Mostly what I like, and I really like their ads here, because they use such manly descriptions as full grain whiskey leather, quick draw diaper and wipes pocket, removable ballistic nylon changing pad.
Ballistic? What the fuck are you throwing ballistic in
it's
there
actually
for?
No, ballistic nylon is a thing.
Like, it is, but why do you need to, like, accentuate that?
Well, because they're trying to sell...
That catches my attention. I like ballistic. That's what my wallet's made out of.
Ballistic nylon, it's a legit thing.
It is, but, I mean, honestly...
It was developed by DuPont during World War I to make flak jackets for the airplane
but
pilots.
Really, you know,
yeah.
If I wanted to have a social life and have babies and
you
carry
would have
the public, this bag looks pretty damn sweet.
You can get a bow tie for $40.
You could get a bow tie for $40, yeah.
You could put it on your cat.
Yeah.
Or I could put it... Yeah, okay, because this shows here. So
I mean, why not just buy
presumably,
the $15 one?
Presumably, I
get the video.
Presumably, I have kids and I wax my mustache. And then I would also have this diaper bag.
I like the...
Now, that's a very hipster thing.
I like the logo.
I do like their logo. That shirt's actually pretty...
Yeah.
Buffalo Jackson?
I think they make things other than diaper bags. I think they're leather trading company.
Like mustache cones,
like it's the Buffalo,
for the hipster in you?
The Buffalo Jackson Trading Company. Yeah, no, the logo's cool. I would go in it just maybe for the shirt. But,
yeah, you get a cool shirt, and you also help the project get funded.
This is one of those cases where the lower rewards are actually pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that's a cool t-shirt. People ask you what it's for, and you say, hey, it's for baby bags. Do you have a baby? No.
No.
But I have this cool t-shirt.
Like, but I want one. Wink, wink.
There Buffalo you go. Hey. Buffalo Jacks. That was Buffalo Springfield after Neil Young, right? I don't
know. So they're asking for 5,000. They have over 5,000. They have 5,200.
Yeah, it's already funded, but I just thought
14
this was
9 hours to go.
Hours.
How which means it'll be funded by
oh,
the
nine hours. Okay, yeah.
The most manly baby bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. Is.
Looks definitely masculine.
So this has been the Kickin' a Podcast.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you all for coming. Hey,
thank you.
Who's this guy?
Yeah, what's Pierce, up, Pierce? Thank you so much for showing up this time. God, it's nice.
We'll try and have you on more often.
Yeah, and I'm gone next week, so great.
Yeah, you
so
can just pick up you two. Brains.
Can we get Jackie back? That was she's good. That
yeah,
was fun.
Sure. Yeah, we'll yeah get, okay. We'll get, just for yeah, you, was, Pierce, we'll get Jackie back.
That was fun. I missed out on that. Yeah. Like, that was good banter.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to have her back on again.
Exactly. All right.
Check out our social media pages.
Yeah, Facebook, Kickin' It Podcast.
And the email is Kickin' It.
podcast@gmail.com
And then we're also on Twitter at Kickin' It Podcast. Do all that stuff because it's, I don't know, fun. I think people tell
please?
Us it's fun.
Well, it's free yeah. advertising.
Exactly. Can we get some likes? We have to be like 12-year-olds.
Come on.
Likes. Give me a like. Give me a like.
Likes. We could pay for that.
All right.
All right, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Have a great night.
All right.